Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The gospel reading, it's clear and it's concise. And it's requirement of God's children, love. Love, not only those who are close to you, but love your enemies as well. Do good. Do good to everyone, no matter who they may be. Lend without expecting a return. And finally, be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. To love, to do good, to lend, to care for even our enemies, is to be merciful. And yet, we who are the children of God, we fail almost every opportunity that we are presented with, whether we fail in our actions, our words, or maybe even more so for us, our minds. And yet, we who are children of God, we are told to be merciful, even as our Heavenly Father is merciful. Indeed, we are children of God. In the first article of the Apostles' Creed, we confess, I believe that God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. In the explanation to the creed, we add these words, I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he's given me my body and my soul, my eyes and my ears and all of my members, my reason and my senses. Then we go on to say that everything we have comes only from him, our merciful Father. So then, in a sense, God is the Father of everything, whether it be man, animal, plant, or whatever has been created. However, we also know far, far too well that sin, it separates us from our Heavenly Father. And yet, nevertheless, God has brought us back into his fellowship through our baptisms. We have the assurance that God now sees us as perfect sons, the perfect Son Jesus in us. And because we have been incorporated into that perfect Son Jesus, we are the true children of God. We are sons, we are daughters. But are we faithful? In the explanation of the first article, we hear that what our response should be to our Father who has rescued us from sin and death and devil, we are told, for all that which is my duty, to thank, praise, to serve, and obey him. And so we have admitted that God is our Father and that he is almighty, but each of us has failed time and time again to do what we have said is our part. Of this, Luther writes, much could be said if we were to describe in detail how few people believe this article. We all pass it over, he says. We hear it, we recite it, but we neither see nor do we consider the words enjoined on us. For if we believed it with our whole heart, we would act accordingly, Luther says, and not just swagger about and brag and boast as if we had life, as if we ourselves were to be feared, were to be served, And this is the way the wretched and the perverse world acts, drowning in its blindness, misusing all the blessings and the gifts of God solely for its own pride, for its own greed, for its own pleasure and enjoyment, never once turning to God to thank Him and to acknowledge Him as our Lord and Creator. And finally, Luther finishes, therefore, this article should humble and terrify us all if we really believed it. For we sin daily with eyes and ears, hands and body, soul, money, and property, and with all that we have. Yes, we are children, but we are wretched. Wretched children. We are constantly leaving our Heavenly Father through our sin. We're constantly taking His good gifts and using them for everything except that which we have been given for, that we might be merciful, even as our Heavenly Father is merciful. We remember that God the Father had cast His children, Adam and Eve, out of that beautiful paradise and into the cold world. And with them, we too have gone. However, our Father has not abandoned us. No, while we continually abandon Him, He never abandons us. It is true that we have not given Him thanks and praise, nor have we served and obeyed Him. Luther is right. Therefore, this article, it should humble us and terrify us if we believe it. And so we remember each section of the Catechism also begins with the words, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to the household. It doesn't only say children, does it? But household. All who live in that house, including men and women and sons and daughters and even visitors. Yet even this we fail. How much has the false gods of this world changed how we view things? How much has it eroded upon our own faith? What type of Christians are we? Have we not given up our right to be called children? Our right. Luther adds this comment. This is especially true of those who even fight against the Word of God. It should be clear to you, of course, that it does us no good to confess the first article of the Creed without also confessing that second article, that which describes the true Son, that is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Of Him we confess, I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. And what does it mean? I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from all eternity and also true man, born of the Virgin, is my Lord. And what has He done for me? He has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from the power of the devil. Not with gold or silver, but with His holy, His precious blood, His suffering and death. In Jesus we find our redemption. In Jesus we find our true sonship. We who once were without a Heavenly Father because we had left Him are now brought back into the heavenly family through Jesus' death upon a cross and His resurrection from the grave. And now the words, be merciful even as your Father is merciful, can actually mean something to us. We who had become wayward children following the sin of our first parents in the garden have been brought back to sonship through the work of the only Son of God, Jesus Christ our Lord. And so He is the merciful one. He is the one who does good. He is the one who has covered us with his own righteousness. Because we simply don't have any righteousness of our own. We have put on Jesus. Our renew comes to us in holy baptism, when the very name of God, that is the triune God, is placed upon our forehead, upon our hearts, to mark us as those redeemed. In holy baptism, we have become the perfect sons and daughters of God. And why does God the Father return us to our place within the family? We confess that all of this he does out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy without any merit, none, or worthiness in me. It is the true Son, Jesus Christ's merit and worthiness that we receive. This is the mercy that we continue to receive, the mercy of Jesus upon us, the promise of Jesus for us. And it's true that we do constantly fall short of what is required of us. But let us pray that the mercy that we have received might be shown through us sinners. We who have been declared righteous for Jesus' sake, that we who have received mercy may show mercy as our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Please rise.